I don't think that the true causes of the conflict are either North-South or ethnic. It's really, to take the two confrontations, the one in Jalalabad is basically the supporters the close supporters of Bakiyev trying to push an agenda of, you know, calling for him to come back and so on. So that's understandable. But that's local to there. And these clashes around the north, they're really about groups of people who feel marginalized and unhappy generally and have done for the last 10 years. There have been waves and waves of these migrants trying to get some land, and many of them have lived there for many years now in little settlements around Bishkek, the capital. It's just the danger that obviously if they're portrayed as ethnic or as north-south, that then, you know, the memories of these factors can come into play. Now, for example, the Russian president Medvedev has said that he would like to protect the Russians in Kyrgyzstan, and that's obviously an important thing, because it's Russian saying that the Russian ethnicity takes precedence over Kyrgyzstan's independence. So potentially you could have a problem there. I mean, having said that Russia has been fairly neutral on this and has been even supportive of the new government. So I think the challenge for the new government is to get control of these kind of clashes very quickly, but without using excessive violence, which was eventually what brought Bakiyev down. And if they can do that and restore law and order, then their claim to legitimacy and to external support, including from Moscow, will be stronger.